This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Yes, we are now starting to edge into more fall-like conditions, thankfully. Still, we see insect activity aplenty in our landscape settings, and we brought by, once again, Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension, to pass along the latest that he's observing out there. You wanted to share a word about an insect that folks may not be utterly familiar with, and it does have something of an ominous name, Scolia dubia, is that right?
Yes, Scolia dubia is actually a parasitoid of the green June beetle larvae that reside in the turf grass, and kind of dark bluish in color, and there are two yellow dots on the both sides of the middle of the abdomen, and you'll see them feeding on wild onion, wild garlic, and goldenrod, along with some of the others we'll talk about today. But you just leave them alone. And they're not like cicada killers either. They're not going to get in your face. They're just feeding on the pollen nectar as a food source. But this year was a really banner year for green June beetles. And consequently, whenever you have high numbers of the pest, we tend to have high numbers of the natural enemies.
This is totally harmless as an insect would go. It's causing no trouble whatsoever then, except for the green June beetle.
Well, I wouldn't grab a female because they will sting you, but they're not aggressive. They're not going to attack you like a cicada killer male getting your face and want to attack you like a yellow jacket. They're just out right now for the pollen nectar, and then they'll overwinter as a cocoon in the soil.
They'll hang around flowering plants for the remainder of the fall.
Right. Wild garlic and onion are blooming, and you'll see what I call hordes of these Scolia dubia adults feeding on the pollen nectar.
Now, tell us about something called the goldenrod beetle, and it's prominent now. What's the story here?
Yeah, the goldenrod soldier beetle is a group of soldier beetles that we have in Kansas, both in the east and west. They basically are hanging on goldenrod right now. They love goldenrod. It's blooming. They also feed on wild onion and plants like that. And their orange body, they have black stripes. And, of course, this is, insects are extremely efficient. You'll see them eating. You'll see them mating simultaneously. Insects don't waste time. But they're really all over the place, hordes of them. They are predators. They will feed on, aphids and soft-bodied insects. But right now, they're just trying to gather a lot of pollen nectar from goldenrod or solidago plants.
And those are the exclusive plants on which they stay then? They don't go very much further than that?
I have seen them on wild onion along with the Scolia dubia, but again, you go out to the gardens and, most of the goldenrods in bloom are going to have these goldenrod soldier beetles feeding.
Seems as if we're seeing a great deal of insect activity, Raymond, but the overarching story here is that these aren't causing any concern whatsoever, virtually none of them.
Absolutely not. This is the time of year we start seeing, and it's basically a consequence of the high numbers of insects we had, Japanese beetle, green June beetle, and bagworms. You have higher populations of their natural enemies, other insects that may serve as they were a food source for. So yeah, this is a year you see parasitoids, and some of these insects could come into your home, but generally they don't stay because the humidity is too low. But this time of year we see some, the Scolia dubia, the goldenrod soldier beetles, and a whole slew of other insects that people don't realize are out there.
And saying that because one might want to think about that instead of inadvertently spraying against these insects, you want to preserve them because they are beneficials for the most part.
Right, and that's why we try to promote this conservation biological control where you put in plants that are blooming right now that will provide a pollen nectar source, a place to mate, a microhabitat for them to survive, so they will make it through the wintertime.
Well, if you'd like to learn more about preserving beneficial insects in the home landscape, you can turn to the Extension resources out of K-State and have your questions answered there and anything else having to do with insects in lawn and garden. Right, Raymond?
Yeah, and I'll actually have an article on Scolia dubia and the goldenrod soldier beetle in our next issue of our newsletter coming out at the end of this week.
Yeah. So. Folks, check that out. You can find it at entomology.ksu.edu. Again, entomology.ksu.edu. Once again, Raymond, thanks for coming over. We'll have you back soon. Appreciate your time.
Look forward to it again, Eric.
Our guest this week has been Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.